Thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the Bible. Today we come to Psalm 58, verses 9 through 11. Before your pots can feel the heat of the thorns, whether they be green or dry, the wicked will be swept away. The righteous will be glad when they are avenged, when they dip their feet in the blood of the wicked. Then people will say, "Surely the righteous still are rewarded. Surely there is a God who judges the earth." When David wrote this psalm, he was fed up. He was disgusted by wicked rulers that dispense injustice throughout the earth. The evil authorities made the lives of their victims a living hell. They starved, they persecuted, they killed those unfortunate enough to live in their realm. Their hearts and minds were calloused towards injustice. The atrocities that impassioned David still exist today. Ethnic killings continue. Genocide and ethnic cleansing have been on the rise in many countries around the world. The number of refugees, asylum seekers, and those who have been displaced around the world has topped 65 million. About 1 in 9 people in the world do not have enough food to lead a healthy, active life. Injustice continues around the globe. But there's a God who judges the earth. He is loving and just. His judgment will come at just the right time. Under his supreme authority, the wicked will be swept away and the righteous will be avenged. As David prayed for God's swift judgment, so must we. Father, I'm often only concerned about the things in my life. Give me a bigger picture of what's going on in the world. I pray for those around the world who are experiencing war and disease and starvation and persecution and displacement. Bring justice to those who rule wickedly. Thank you that one day things will be forever rectified by your great power. We look forward to that day. In Jesus' name, amen.